Rogers in a judgment day.
Bless you, cause you showed me the way.
The way.
I was weary, life was dark and dreary.
Dreary.
Till I met you on revival day.
On that day.
I was a sinner, but I ain't gonna sin no more.
More.
I found the right way is a way to your door.
Hallelujah.
Hear me crying. Why need purifying?
Glory bless you, sister. Won't you lead him home?
Got the world in a jump, Lord. Got the supper in my hand.
Got the world in a jug, Lord, with a stopper in my hand.
Good evening. I understand there are people listening all over the world. I don't know how. I didn't know that radio signals could travel that far. But there's supposedly people listening in Mozambique tonight. So hello to all my listeners, collectors of 70 RPM records in Mozambique tonight, listening. Maybe it's not even tonight. Maybe it's tomorrow afternoon. What the hell do I know? We don't have those clocks in the studio that has, like, the time in every time zone in the world. I've asked to have them installed, but the cheapskate management here doesn't seem interested in accommodating people like me who complain a lot. Hey, I'm the old codger, but I'm not going to complain. I'm happy, happy to be here programming again, filling in for Mac on the old-time phonograph, antique, whatever the hell it is, phonograph hour, yes, on WFMU. And I'm going to be here for an hour. Courtney T. Anderson. The old codger. Spinning 78s. Like they're going out of style. My third set of dentures are older than you. And here's some music from Fats Waller.
My goodness, I feel so effervescent this morning. Everything's so eulogizing. Listen, can you stand me to tell you about it? Listen here. I'm walking on air. For I've left all my blue days behind. Oh, baby, I've learned how to care. And there's love, really love on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was the teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get that book out, read in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Let's waltz the rumba. Boy, will you get off? Now let's go uptown. Floating down the Hudson, Mercy. Oh, you slay me, you sweet thing. Oh, baby. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby is crazy about me. Oh, Mr. Cupid was the teacher of the reason we are free. I'm so crazy about my baby, my baby is crazy about me. Pop, get that book out. Get that book out and hold it steady. Hold it steady in your hand. Keep a steady lookout. Surely you can understand. It's an A1 combination. The perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Now listen, would you like to come over for a cup of coffee? Baby, maybe.
Terry has got care. Old Joe's hitting the jug. He's not working today.
Play.
He's not working today.
Hey.
Though he has got dime, he sings all the time. He's not working today.
Play.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Now old Joe.
Old Joe.
Yes, old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug. Are you listening? Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug.
Is young and free, and the head is big and fat, then a young man's fancy turns to love we know. There's a pair I often see, out of love they stand and chat, and the other night he just let himself go. he loved her. Who did he did where? On her doorstep last night. He hugged her. Who did he did where? On her doorstep last night. He said, you are my darling Kate. Squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. Then he kissed her. Who did he did where? On her doorstep last night.
Thank you.
Man, that was the great jazz guitarist Eddie Lang, accompanied on piano by, let's make up a name. It was Sneezy Boatman. That's right, the great jazz pianist of the 20s, Sneezy Boatman. And you'll never guess how he got his nickname. You can guess if you want. You'll never guess, because it's not as obvious as you may think. Yes. I'm just playing some games with you. Anyway, that was called Perfect, Eddie Lang. And before that was Percival Mackey and his band, with the great little novelty song called On Her Doorstep Last Night from 1929. I was old even then. Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys did old Joe's Hitting the Jug, and Fats Waller, great Fats Waller, on 78 RPM record that cleaned up a lot. Almost got rid of all the surface noise, which to me kind of ruins it, you know. That's the only copy I've got of I'm Crazy About My Baby from Fats Waller. Well, played some great tunes there, filling in for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour. Old codger Courtney T. Edison is my name. No, you can't email me. I don't have email. Never used it. You can call me on my phone at home if you want. I'd like to give my telephone number on the radio. I'm the only staff member who will do that. The only one who's got the courage, the cojones, to do it. So if you want it, my personal phone number, I've had the same phone number since 1892. Go get a pencil. I'll wait, okay? You're back with your pencil, get a piece of paper. And my phone number, write it down. Same phone number I've had since 1892. My phone number is 6. So give me a call sometime. Love to chat with you if you're a fan of this great music. I only play great music on 78 RPM record. I won't be playing any cornball, you know, pop songs of the 1920s. I know some people like them. They think they had a certain charm. But I find them generic and they offend my spleen. And it just goes to prove they had crappy music in the 1920s, too, just like now. Bad taste is timeless. And my standards prove that good taste is ageless. I have always recognized good music when I heard it, and I championed it. I would do it now if I heard good music today. But there hasn't been much good music since they stopped making 78 RPM records. And when I say not much, I mean none. So, we won't be playing any new music on this program. If you're looking for the latest teeny bopper favorites, or the new hippie hard rock, or some flavorless flavor of the week, you'll go listen to Brian Turner or Terry T or anyone else on the station, except Mac or me, because they all have bad taste and they feel compelled to share it. I mean, these are fine people. I know many of them personally, but I wouldn't let them spin records at my dog's wedding. Yes, my dog is getting married. Yes, it's true. It's a mixed marriage. My dog is getting married to a ferret. I'm not happy about it, but in dog years, the mutt is older than me, so I can't legally stop the proceedings. But anyway, we have lots of good music to spend tonight in the 1 hour they've allotted me. By the way, when I take over this radio station, and I will, I promise you, because I'm going to outlive them all. When I take over the station, I will be mandating every Saturday and Sunday will be an all 20s request weekend. Yes. Well, here's some fine music from on the piano, James P. Johnson. Thank you.
Dodger was the best dancer in your town.
But I'm the baby that turned their dampers down. Now when I walk into that hall, you can hear everybody's call.
What they say?
Come on, Coot, and do that thing. Put on your boots and you do that thing. You get yourself all up in a hump. You do the funny dance just like the old folks, honey, do that thing. Now don't you change. Now you slap your hands from side to side. You're getting way down and then you rise. Now if you got an idea, let it ring. Cause I can do that thing. But I mean, I can do that thing.
You. Do you want to be her beau? Then I'll tell you how to do it, boys. I'll tell you all I know. Put on your bib and tucker and scrub your face real hard. Part your hair right in the middle, boys, and slick it down with lard. Put your derby hat on sideways. Pull your pegged-up pants up short. Get a red bow tie on a rubber band and show her you're a sport. Get yourself some drugstore perfume and sprinkle it on your clothes. Just a dime's worth will be plenty, boys, to tickle her little nose. Raise your buggy and your harness and curry your trotting mare. Then buy a pretty lap robe, boys, and get you a lady fair. Tie a ribbon on your buggy whip, get a pair of yellow gloves. Then take her to the county fair and buy her what she loves. Tell her she is prettier than a movie actress. Talk about her pretty curls and about her handsome dress. Get yourself a gold front tooth, a Sears and a Roebuck ring. A double note harmonica and a learn to play and sing. Her granddad and her pap, and before you know it, she's a settin' on your lap. Tell her she's so pretty, she takes away your breath, and before you know it, she's a hookin' you to death. But if she does not love you, boy, just make her jealous then. Tell her you love somebody else, that she is just a friend. Take her out to the dances and flirt with the other girls. Hug them close and a whisper soft and give them all a whirl. Laugh out loud with the others, but to your girl don't you speak. And when she comes around you, boys, then turn from her your cheek. Just follow these directions and she will be your wife, or else she'll marry somebody else and hate you all her life.
You're doing to my heart really is a crime. Won't you tell me when you'll start giving me your time? Oh, I see love light in your eyes, plain as plain can be. I'm in doubt, so put me wise. Does it shine for me? Whose honey are you? Whose tea do you sweeten? Whose sugar and spice and everything nice depend upon you? Whose honey are you? Whose dream you completing? Who goes for those eyes like sugar plum pies? Whose honey are you? You've got a tiny little touch of heaven in your fingertips. You've got all the rest of heaven on your sugar-coated lips. Who's gonna get you some Sunday go-meeting? Whose little heart leaps and wants you for keeps? Whose honey are you? Please tell me, have you really made your mind up who it's gonna be? Don't you think before we wind up, we're terrific, you and me. Whose honey are you? Whose dream of perfection? Who's gonna raise Cain until you explain? Whose honey are you?
Thank you.
Special and beautiful harmonica work there from Larry Adler. And he was performing Clair de Lune. And before that, an old girlfriend of mine, Ruth Edding, one of thousands of my ex-girlfriends. I only dated women who recorded on 78 RPM record. And even if they weren't singers, they still had to record on 78, some one way or another. I kept a cutting lathe in my boudoir. So if they had not made a 78 RPM record, well, we could do it on the spot. Yes, it was a preliminary. Well, anyway, Ruth Edding with Whose Honey Are You? And before that, Bud Billings. The great Bud Billings, who also recorded... I have no idea. I don't know that he did anything else. It could be the only record he ever made. Well, if he did, that's pretty great, don't you think? That's why he's the great Bud Billings. Because he made at least one great record. And it's called How to Make Love. And I want to thank my friend, my good friend, Andy Sr., for lending me that 78 RPM record to play on the air. He's going to have to wait a long time to get it back. Because I covet it. Yes. Don't worry, Andy. I'm going to take real good care of it. Yes, Coot Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson did come on, Coot. Do that thing. And James P. Johnson with Crying for the Carolines. This is WFMU. You're probably not used to hearing my voice because I'm not on very often. I'm the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm filling in tonight for the Antique Phonograph Hour, hosted by Mac. He'll be back next week. So I was here this afternoon after I took my shopping cart that I bring my 78s down here to the station in and took it to the cart wash and got it nice and good spanking clean. Anyway, I was talking to one of the ladies in the office upstairs. She's very nice. Her name is Liz Berg. And she told me that the LP record is coming back in style. She says people are buying them again. That's because they finally realized that digital recordings are a fraud. They have no substance. If you can fit 30,000 of them in a puny device that fits in your palm, then the people who sell them should be shot in the leg so they bleed to death slowly. Yes, I know shooting someone for selling MP3s would be wrong, but I can't think of a single reason not to do it. Anyway, I never had any use for the 12-inch LP record. For one thing, it spins at 33 and a third RPM. Well, that's just too slow. Now, they say that CDs spin at 120 RPM, but I can't see it, so I don't believe them. And what good is an MP3? How fast does that spin? It doesn't spin. It's nowhere. It's nothing. You can't stack a bunch of MP3s on a shelf. You can't put them on a Victrola. They don't collect dust. You can't even break them. Well, I say if the long-playing microgroove record is coming back in style, then that tells me something very important. Technology is moving backwards. Yes. If they're making LP records again, that's an improvement over compact discs and all that digital crap. And that means the music industry will soon realize what a lamentable mistake they made when they declared 78 RPM records obsolete. Then they will fire up the pressing plants again, and new 78 RPM records will begin popping out of the stampers. And then, soon after that, they'll be bringing back iceboxes and gas lights because they were better. And then, brand new Edison cylinders will be back on music store shelves alongside the 78s. But it won't matter because the music they make today is landfill. Who wants to hear the Jonas Brothers or Lady Gaga on a 78? That's too silly to even think about it. Well, that's too silly to even talk about it, so I'm going to shut up right now and play some more great music on 70 RPM records only.
But of that I'll have none, because I know of one, it's always full of fun. They call this one jollity, believe me folks it's great, for everything sings out to me as I go through the gate. All the little pigs they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes some row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, 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 the lambs all bleat, shake their feet, everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular in habit, the cock begins to crow, and the old buck rabbit says I'm a dodio doe. All the little ducks go quack, 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 the cows all moo, the bull does too, everyone says how do you do down on Jollity Farm. He'll rush, but he only grumbles when they try bobbing his brush.
Nobody knows what a redhead mama can do, 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 do. do-do-do. Give her a heart made of rock, she'll break it in two, two, right in two. There's no doubt that she's got a conscience and a mind. But when she steps out, why, she leaves them folks behind. She can draw a ring round a gal like Louisville Lou, 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 Lou. She can make a blue bit feel mighty blue, said blue. To keep her from talking without a muzzle is harder to do than a crossword puzzle. Nobody knows what a redhead mama can do. Ring round a gal like Louisville Lou, 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 Lou. She can make a blue beard feel mighty so blue. Now you take a woman who is red-headed. If you got what she wants, she's gonna get it. Oh, nobody knows what a red-head mama can do.
Thank you.
Man, that was the music of Reginald Forsythe, and it was called Revolt of the Yes Men. It was recorded in quadraphonic limited frequency compressed mono. It's a special low fidelity audio format processed by analog computers. Yes, well, before Reginald Forsythe, we heard the Grey Gull Studio Band. The singer was named Glory Clark, but it's actually Vaughn DeLeith, recording under an assumed name. And the song was It's Tight Like That. Before that, we heard the great Irving Kaufman, and Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do. And Leslie Cerrone, with Jack Hilton and his orchestra. That's a British recording called Jollity Farm from 1929. Well, I've only got a few minutes left. I need to do, as they say, a talk out, a yell out, a holler, something, to my friends out there listening who listen to the old codger on the radio when I fill in for Mac, or they give me my own show someday, or I take over the station. I want to say hello to Red Butler, of course, from Molasses Hathaway, Robbie Gelbarton, Andy Sr., Woody Fishcakes Clooney, Nestor Di Sorrento, Lola Bell Pancake, she's my agent, Honey Bear Sweeney, she's my honey, and Oogie Wawa, who is a doddering crony of mine, and Curtis Woodbridge, I hope he's out there too. So, yes, hello to all of you listening, probably my only 12 listeners tonight. Courtney T. Edison, I got time for one more. Here's an Edison disc of the Ponce Sisters.
Oh, broken hearted and blue.
Man, that grosses out the Earth Council radio program. Let's fill it in for Mac on the Antique Phonograph Hour. We just heard from Casper Reardon. He played the harp, swing harp, with the Saturday Night Swing Club Orchestra, and that was recorded on my radio in 1937. And the Ponce sisters, did I'd rather cry over you? Well, you can cry over me, because I'm leaving. You're going to miss me. I'll be back someday, because I'm never going away. They've tried. But I'm grandfathered in to, there's a clause in the Constitution of WFMU that they have to keep me and let me do a minimum number of shows on hours on the air during a year. So, sort of like doing community service, but I find it kind of fun. Well, I'll be back. Stay tuned for Tom Sharpling, best show on WFMU. And reminding you, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
On the air at WFMU, and then I asked you if I was on the air at WFMU.
Hi, Tom. This is Sasha from Oklahoma.
The caller, Erica from Baltimore.
Hey, Tom. This is Ramtin Greenpoint.
And this is John.
I hate that guy.
Mort Rimbley. Mitt Romney.
Who's that?
Well, then I would flick the cane, and I would slash you in the face.
I have literally been in 1,000 fights.
Sports ball.
Come on.
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Yeah, they have ring bologna at the Wawa.
I'm Julie.
This is Jerry and Boulder.
Hey, Tom. This is Jason Grove.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Todd at Newbridge. Todd Palin.
My name is Mustafa.
Larry DePauw.
He was taking 63 different
it's
pills.
It's Matthew Tompkins.
Sounds like you're running your voice through some sort of
modulator.
No, I'm not running through a modulator
either.
Hey, Tom, it's Officer Tom.
Thomas Ken Rogers.
Tom, it's Julie Klausner.
Julie Klausner.
My name is Dylan Milford. I'm the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the Spike Fan Club.
Martin from Edison.
This is Paul F. Tompkins from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, you got Clark out here in New Jersey.
Clark?
Yeah. This is Lori.
Lori from?
Miami.
Ready? Coming.
Who is?
You'll find out.
Make you eat the Bible.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
It's Kurt Gaistburn.
Gaistburn?
Yes.
Hey, Tom, it's Ted.
Hello.
Hi, Tom, it's DJ Terry T.
I said it's Bill down in Millersville, Maryland.
Is Omar? Really?
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Maniac
FOT. I'm saying Colfin. Not Colfin.
Sociology, yeah. Anthropology. We're all going to get degrees at the end.